Sponsored by Universal Lending Corporation.
97.3 KBCO.
They're back. Welcome to KBCO Studio C this afternoon. The Indigo Girls have returned. Welcome.
Thank you.
In town to play the convention center tonight. Why don't we get a song going, and then we'll come back and talk about what you guys have been up to.
Cool. All right.
Or something and I can't get it back, or a kill on your trophy rack. I check my schedule, now my train is rolling down a track, past the sadness of the salt flats to the prospect of the laying fat. Just a lazy orange house cat on the sofa where I'll be put up. You've been a hole in my sky, my shrinking water supply from a well. Fill it up again. I'd like to say that it was clear to me, love triangle geometry, but in the end it's still a mystery, the placement of affection and the disarray. I gathered up the courage that it took, I made that bet, I took one last look, and you could hear the pages flapping, the wind blowing. Again, but once I'm gone, second thoughts are on my mind. Like, what's this trip gonna cost me this time? Hey, the devil I know is starting to look awfully kind, but the new road is no friend. I fill it up again. Again.
Indigo
it's hard
Girls.
To see in Colorado.
Yeah. The altitude.
It is.
Indigo Girls live in KBCO Studio C. Now, I know it's been a little over a year since you released your last record, but it sounds like you guys have been keeping busy. Emily, I know you just put out a book with your dad. It's
yep.
called A Song to Sing, A Life to Live, Reflections on Music as a Spiritual Practice. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Title.
Yeah. It's a long title, isn't it?
What's the book about?
Well, my dad's a professor of theology and he's a church musician. And so we were asked to write a book together about the experience of music crossing over. And so I sort of represented the so-called secular world and him the sacred world, but we really explored how they cross over. He's also a jazz musician, and how music moves us towards our spiritual search in life, and how it identifies us and how it separates us and augments and diminishes our lives. So we did, you know, an exploration of that as a father and daughter.
It had to be great to work with your family like that.
Yeah, my dad's a really great guy, and it was very special to have that time carved out for us to work on a project together. I never could have anticipated that a long time ago.
All right. Now, Amy, you are about to release your second solo record on your own label, right? It's going to be called Prom. I think it's out in a couple of weeks, and you're going to be doing a short solo tour as well, and you'll be coming back. I think you're going to play the Fox in early May.
Yeah, it's called Prom, and it's a rock record, punk / rock.
Partially recorded in a basement somewhere?
Yeah, well, usually it's kind of, split between a couple of people's houses and then one sort of proper studio. Kate Schellenbach from Luscious Jackson's on it, and Jody Blawley from Team Dresh, and a punk band that I play with in Birmingham called 1945, and I'll be at the Fox with my band, and I think that's May 2nd.
Yeah, it is. It's May 2nd, so you can look forward to that. Now, we were talking yesterday that you guys have played just about every venue in Denver. You've played Red Rock, Chautauqua, the Fox, the Mercury Cafe, the Fillmore. They're now having to build new venues for you guys to play in. Tonight, it's going to be the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. It's only the second music show, I think, they've had there, so it's still got that new car smell.
Right.
So we invite everybody to come out tonight, and if you'd be so kind, maybe play another song for
us. We're going to do an old one. I can't believe we haven't done this on KBCO before, but we're going to go back and dip into it. 1, 2, ready, and... Something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. 'Cause it's only life after all. Yep. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. And I sail my ship of safety till I sink it. Now I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. And I drank from the fountains. Yeah, but there's more than one answer to these questions. Point me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Yeah, closer I am to find. Yeah. I went to see the doctor of philosophy. With a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. And he graded my performance and he said he could see through me. So I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. I got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains, yeah, but there's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source, the smaller sin it is, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. Then I woke up with a headache like my head against a board. I was twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. I went in seeking clarity. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the doctor. We go to the mountains. We look to the children. We drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible. And we go through the world.
just keep pointing us in a crooked line. But the less I seek my source for some definitiveness, closer I am to fire. Yeah. Closer I am to fire. Yeah. Closer I am to fire. Yeah.
Beautiful. I can't believe you hadn't played that here
I
either.
I know. We were just talking about that. It's like, well, maybe we have, but we can't recall.
The Indigo Girls live in KBCO Studio C and performing tonight at the new lecture hall at the Colorado Convention Center. And we've got a couple pair of tickets to give away. We'll take caller 9 and 10 at 303-631-2973. And thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
It's always nice.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all a lot.
Come back and see us again.
Okay. Thanks.
Over and out from KBCO Studio C.